Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Mega Millions jackpot getting bigger, worth nearly $400 million tonight.
Yep, now I'm back. Now you're going to go buy one now. I don't need anything less than $400 million. Todd waits for a billion. He ain't skimping.
Well, what would you do with $400 million?
Yeah, I know. I'm good.
Yeah.
But you got a billion to throw at me. I'll take that. Otherwise, I'm good.
I've seen on social media twice Patrick Mahomes' wife. They have a dog that has required surgery. And two times in the past few months, it's been like, thank God for pet insurance. I'm like,
oh,
he makes $500 million. I think it's nice you have that. But
I don't have pet insurance. You're right.
I think you're okay.
Screw her. I spent $6,000 total for two new ACLs on our dog. $3,000 one year, and year and a half later, another $3,000.
Never priced the pet insurance.
No.
I've always been curious about...
I guess if you had a bunch of dogs laying around, you might buy it, because they're all eventually going to break
like
down.
Todd?
Like Todd?
Yeah.
But Todd's just died. They don't hurt themselves, have they?
Oh, no. They've gotten sick.
Okay.
But,
yeah,
nothing, but nothing major like...
Yeah, like what I had. We
like
had to get
the ACL.
Or Jim's dog had the ACL fixed. Yeah. That's like three. They're like $3,000-$4,000.
So the non-contact injury.
What? Don't buy weak dogs.
Yeah, well, small dogs
buy strong
sometimes
dogs.
Get hips. Yeah.
Well, small dogs have to jump off.
Right.
The bed.
Jump
off the couch.
Huge areas. Right. Right.
That's always surprised me. Our little dog, especially, like, she can jump high. Like, if I could jump that high, I could just jump onto the roof of my house.
Now, I haven't seen the video. Todd was watching yesterday because Mahomes' woman is just horrible, and she's spewing champagne over fans outside her.
I saw this.
Yeah. And she's like yelling, "You never doubted us." And shut up.
Everything
she
does
annoying,
on
man.
Social media
is horrible.
Is super annoying.
Everything.
Her and Scott Mahomes, they both make him so much more hateable.
Right. I don't find her likable at all.
The internet has turned against the Chiefs because of those two specifically.
Really?
Yeah, it's not Mahomes. It's his.
No.
It's her and his brother.
It's not Mahomes at all. I hope he pulls a Sierra, though, on her and dumps him like Wilson did.
Yeah.
Dumped his first wife for a hot singer.
My only knock on Patrick Mahomes is the fact that I don't think he's that good of an actor.
He's getting better.
He's getting better.
He's getting better when he says, "I'm just a sneaker ahead." That's a kind of funny commercial. And he's vaccinated.
But the wife and the brother make him very hateable.
Yeah, well,
I like the one where they're in the weight room of all the characters.
Yeah.
There's Biceps Byron.
Oh, yeah.
Shreddy Betty.
My man, Handstand.
Shreddy Betty and Handstand.
I like Shreddy Betty.
I like that they went so far as to give Jake from State Farm khaki-colored gym shorts.
Oh, they did.
With the red shirt.
But, yeah, she is annoying. And that's not the reason I don't like the Chiefs.
But she's very annoying.
It's one reason.
And you mentioned before, that's like a middle school girlfriend, right? The guy didn't.
Yeah.
He didn't move on.
Yeah, they've been together forever.
He didn't move on from that. Jesus, all that wasted tang, man.
Yeah, but it worked for her. It's probably her idea.
Come on, it's Mahomes.
All that wasted tang.
Sorry, I know that's pretty hardcore. I accept saying that loud.
I mean, even before the NFL, he was big man on campus.
Oh yeah,
at Texas Tech, he was the starting quarterback for the football team.
Yeah. Mom probably loves her.
Could have been bathing.
Mariah Carey would text you back.
Right.
Are there countries where all the pets are insured? Where there's universal pet health care?
It's just the United States that doesn't have that.
Yeah. Yeah, she's not speaking to the public when she says stuff like that. They're worth like $500 million, right? Whatever.
Yeah.
Pet insurance.
Thank God for pet insurance.
Right, what?
Yeah.
What?
I'm sure that's going to stress you out, writing that check.
If it were worth it, we probably would have gotten it.
Yeah. Oh, because if you have a bunch of dogs breaking down all the time.
Christy's on top of that.
Yeah. It's probably like anything else, Todd. It's probably a big deductible.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
You know? Oh, the deductible's $3,000. Well, the operation's $3,000, you dumb.
Well, let's be honest.
But good thing our dog's out of ACL, so,
If Christy makes those decisions, if it came right down to it, she'd cancel Todd's health insurance if the dogs needed it.
That's right.
I mean, if we need to make hard decisions.
Well, that's how Todd busted his leg up, jumping from the bed.
That's right.
He says it's that skiing thing, but that's exactly what happened. He jumped from the bed one morning.
No, the new story is I hit a moose.
That's right.
Remember that?
That's right.
That's a much better story.
I like the moose story,
Affordable prices starting at $20 a month for dogs. You're right. The deductible has to be sky high.
I bet it is.
I've also often wondered, because I watch a lot of the Weather Channel, and there's Chris Berman.
Yep.
Car Shield.
How much are they paying him for that? Berman's,
I don't know.
Berman's rich.
Yeah.
I mean, he's rich.
He doesn't need the money.
He's got a house in Hawaii. He doesn't do anything. I think he does the weekend football stuff on ESPN just because he's bored.
Whoop. Just one show.
And he's just bored. He's just bored, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but is that your car breaking down insurance? Is that worth it?
Yeah.
No, it's not just him. Well, he's car guard. There's Car Shield with Ice-T.
No, that's all the same one.
Oh, same people.
Right. Ice-T, him, and Ernie Hudson are all pimping Car Shield.
I think there are several forms of,
yeah, I don't know.
Car breaking down insurance.
There are.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some are better than others, according to the mechanic.
Right. Okay. We know mechanics.
I'm always weary of the commercials where I have to be like, this is not a scam.
Right.
I'm very suspicious.
The car breaking down insurance, it's kind of like health insurance where you pay based on the age and condition of your car. Like, does your car have pre-existing conditions? Like, is it already a piece of crap?
Is it a junker?
Or is it a Focus?
Right.
Although Craig's is a nice
smooth sailing.
Focus. Is your Focus newer than his, Craig?
I doubt it.
Looks nice. Yours is a little...
It didn't get driven for a while.
Okay, that's right.
It's well-rested.
Yeah.
Apparently, we have one dog that's insured.
And that'd be you, because you're the dog in that house.
Well, two, if you're going to include me.
Can't you bring if you have a bunch of labs that look similar, can't you bring a dog in and say that's the dog that's insured? Think about that.
Yeah.
Is there a photo of that dog?
I suppose you could.
Easily.
Yeah, they're not taking paw prints before your visit.
There's no way to tell. Well, insure one, all our dogs look alike. I would do that. Maybe your wife just did that and I didn't think about it.
Right. Just insure the one dog.
Yeah. If you buy the dogs, look at
them all.
You buy another dog, they don't know.
I can't tell them separate, let alone the vet.
Right. Not one time. Now, if they come back more, the vet can figure it out.
I think the vet could.
But not the one time.
Yeah, but we're probably not going to fraud the insurance company.
Why not?
Yeah, they're like, you need these glands expressed again?
Yeah, I suppose if you're going to risk getting caught doing insurance fraud, it's not over the dogs.
You'd be easy to get away with it. Because dogs look alike. Dogs look alike.
Until it's not. And then you're doing jail time for trying to defraud your dog insurance.
That's headline material right there.
Thank God for that. Read the room. There are people not eating, and she's saying, thank God for dog insurance.
Well, he makes the most.
I know.
Out of everybody that plays in the NFL.
Everybody, right.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, Christy's here to explain dog insurance.
All right.
Hey, honey. Okay. Huh. Hey, you can't just substitute a dog out, much like you can't substitute your kids out. They have microchips in them. And
I didn't know that.
They, yeah, Yeah, before they do anything, they compare the microchip number inside the dog to the microchip number on your insurance.
So that stops, dog. So I thought about that, and they figured that out. Okay, good.
Yeah, they're tracking your dogs.
So is,
they know where your dog goes all the time.
Bill Gates got to it.
Is Todd microchipped?
Yeah. I think so. You know, he got it when he got... when he got his booster, sure. You know. Yeah.
We're all 5G here.
Yeah.
All right. Good to know. Yeah,
but it's good to have. It's pretty, you know, it's affordable. And, you know, Mike, if you had it, it would have paid for your dog.
I know. But I didn't know they were going to bust two ACLs. Exactly. Right.
I know. All it right. sucks, doesn't right. it? Yeah. Okay. Have a good day.
Right. See ya. Love you.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
She's not a paid spokesperson, by the way.
No, for some dog insurance. We haven't mentioned any names.
She didn't mention a brand name.
Some dog insurance.
I think that's what it's called.
Right.
When I picked up the phone, she's like, they are so wrong. I'm like, well, yeah.
No, but we were right. Because they
just
thought.
In general.
The insurance company thought that somebody, hey, they're going to bring in a dog looks the same thing and do this. Well, we'll microchip it.
At least she picked up the phone. Because a lot of people just listen to the radio and say to themselves, or yell at the radio, they're so wrong. Yeah. And don't bother to call to correct us. Because we'll take that.
Or Google it and research it and email us 3 days later.
You could do that.
Listen to the podcast.
That's more likely.
I hate those douchebags.
Do your own research.
Yeah, because they don't know that we've moved on from that and we no longer care.
We don't care at all. Do not care at all.
But I'm glad that they cared for that moment.
Right.
And thought that we did.
I'm getting reports of $85 a month, $250 deductible for this particular dog insurance.
That's a lot of money, man. I'm not paying $85 a month.
This comes from someone who has no kids.
Oh, yeah. I'm not paying $85 a month.
You got to submit like the dog's age and mileage.
Probably.
What kind of dog it is?
I'm sure.
Can you get goat insurance, puss? You know, how much a month?
Just get a new goat.
That's right. No emotional attachment with puss, man. He doesn't care.
Bring in another dead-eyed goat.
Well, if it ain't dead-eyed, it will be soon when it finds out what happens to it. Oh.
That's a lot. So this dog insurance, are there copays and stuff for the visits? Because if you're paying $85 a month,
just for the insurance,
that's what, nearly $1,000 a year. Right. Plus, it's like how often does a dog cost that at the vet?
And a lot of times, dogs go through their life without anything major and just die. You know?
Yeah, she says annual exams, shots, shot appointments covered, but and any emergencies.
All right.
But you're right. I'll just pay for the annual exam because that's like $100 and that's once.
Yeah.
How much get my anal glands expressed, by the way?
We can talk.
Yeah, free.
Free?
Okay, well, Todd's up then.
Todd's up.
I need the practice.
They actually do that when they cut the dog's hair. Yeah.
That's got to suck.
I've seen it done, yeah.
I bet you there's a goat out there somewhere that's insured. Somebody's prize goat.
Well, if you get a job at, like, you know, the dog groomer.
Yeah, and that's where
like,
that's
oh,
part
good.
Of
we'll just cut hair. They're like, oh, no. By the way.
You got to squeeze the butthole.
Yeah. I hang up the phone, and that's the first thing I hear.
Yeah.
Expressing anal glands. They do it at the dog groomer.
When I express my anal glands, it's usually angry.
Fauci!
You're going to ruin the chair. Stop it.
It's usually Fauci.
Dog insurer on one.
Yeah. Insurer?
Yeah. Right. That's what I was talking about. She finally just...
She has the insurance. She doesn't sell you the insurance.
No, no. She has it.
Okay. Hi, Annalise.
Oh, Annalise.
Hey, morning. Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, Annalise. So I guess it's like you got this double income, no kid salaries happening. You and your lovely husband
it's a
there.
Choice.
I know. And you just have it, and you always. And I love your life. I see it all the time. And I got your dogs insured. Great. Good for you.
Let's get creative with wasting our money. Dog insurance.
Well,
you gotta have dog insurance in case something goes with the dog sitter when you're off in Portugal. Yeah.
Or
where you are
Thank
this
you.
Week. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's why you don't have kids.
My employer offers a discounted pet insurance, so
really?
It makes sense. Yeah, because normally I think it would be like $100 a month. I can't remember what the cost difference is, but basically, as long as I submit his receipts for like his annual exams and his shots and any other visit that we make to the vet, I'm pretty sure it's like 90% they pay back.
Whoa.
So
wow.
His annual exams and shots are around $400 to $600. And I usually get about $450 to $500 of that back. As long as I submit the receipts.
What kind of dog you got?
He's a Schnorky. He's a Schnauzer Yorkie. He looks like Toto.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, that's a cute little dog.
He's a little guy. He's 13, and I've had the insurance since 2019. I don't know if it would have been less expensive if he was younger, but I feel like he's, you know, again, he's an older dog, so he's going to start breaking down more and more.
It doesn't go up as he gets older?
I would think so.
It hasn't. I've had it since 2019, and it hasn't gone up.
That's an old Schnorky. Yeah. All right.
He's a Schnorky, yeah.
Thank you, Annalise. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Yeah, okay.
Bye now.
She apparently likes old Schnorkies.
Yeah.